Representative Paul Brown, District 10. Real people that fight for people, not for special interests. And we need in District 10 somebody that fight for the little one like me. We don't need the extremist in Congress, but unfortunately we're stuck with this person that unfortunately does not represent me. I happen to be in his district, or he happened to be the representative in my district, but Paul Brown, he is not my representative. Or maybe he is, it's just that doesn't represent my opinions and my views. And if I was him, I'll be voting for Medicare. I will try to stop the wars, and I will bring some relief. But unfortunately, sad for me, he does not represent my views, and we have to deal with it until next election. This is Mr. Paul Brown, Congressman District 10.
It really does not do what we need to be doing. But it started the dialogue about dealing with the so-called entitlements. The Democrats have been demagoguing the Ryan plan, saying it's going to destroy Medicare. Actually, the Democrats' plan has already destroyed Medicare. It cut, the Obamacare cut $500 billion out of Medicare to fund the rest of Obamacare. Plus, the Democrats' policy about them about Medicare and Social Security means that nobody's going to get Social Security and Medicare within just a decade or two. And in fact, the Medicare trustees say that within, I think it's 9 years, Medicare is going to belly up. So within a decade, nobody's going to get Medicare. Social Security is supposed to run out by within the next about 20 to 25 years, and so nobody's going to get Social Security after that either if we don't do something to fix them. And Republicans are putting forth plans or ideas, many one. In fact, my comprehensive health care reform bill would reform Medicare and would start dealing with the with this issue. So Republicans are putting things on the table. The Democrats are just demagoguing it and blaming Republicans. They're using it for political fodder for themselves and are not offering any solutions.
Who is ready to turn his back to the people that live in his district, but they don't think like him? I thought that a representative represents everybody, even those people that are different in their views with the congressman. But definitely, Mr. Paul Brown doesn't want to represent other views, other schools of thought. Only his thought, and that's it. For our country desperately needs people that are willing to lead and to negotiate and to make deals with the other people, meaning with other school of thought. But definitely, this particular representative doesn't want to represent everybody. He just represents himself and his buddies. And this is bad for our country, for our state. And next election, please consider you vote for somebody that is willing to or to make deals and to lead the country to other places, not to the deepest division that Mr. Brown keeps perpetuating.